If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
Now let me get you some condoms.
Okay, you guys, relax. Okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here.
Day.
Come here and stand over here.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
Y'all gonna have to do better than this. All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
Wine cellar. This show is fucked up. Negroes doing Negro stuff. It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Jesus is much sexier than white Jesus.
And it's on you indeed.
Indeed? All right, fine. Indeed. All right, so what? News, comments? Did you have anything or is this all my show notes?
Yeah, I didn't add anything today after I did Morning Wine Cellar.
Okay. So Kamala Harris.
Kimberly.
Ugh, she can't be black with us.
Amber.
Kimberly Harris.
Yeah.
Has officially announced that she will be running in the 2020 presidential election. So I think also Tulsi Gabbard has formally announced, and so has Kristen Gillibrand. So that's where we're at so far.
Fuck that. Ocasio.
Who says you can't have, a diverse reign of corporate overlords and oligarchs? Ocasio-Cortez?
I want that nigga to run. Fuck that.
What, like let Bernie run and she could be the VP?
Nah, have her run.
And Bernie be her VP? Because that would be actually kind of hilarious.
You know what? Have Bernie and Nina run and then try to make her Speaker of the House. Make that the push.
Honestly, I think that would be a good push.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bernie dies... Nina Turner's president.
Right.
Nina Turner's a dark-skinned black woman. She gets assassinated. Ocasio's president.
Right.
You have to have
the chain of command. Right. Because it used to be what?
The people?
Who just fucking left. Yeah. For a while, it was Orrin Hatch was going to be, like, the third guy. And then Paul Ryan at one point was the third guy.
Wait,
yeah.
Orrin Hatch was speaker?
I think so.
I'm young. I remember Newt Gingrich being speaker.
Yes.
and then Boehner after him. Was Orrin Hatch in between them?
Maybe he was fourth guy.
Like another job? Like that wasn't...
Yeah.
Speaker? Oh, okay.
He was the fourth guy. But yeah. Because I remember that. Only because he ran again and after he basically had like been grooming his predecessors and they were supposed to run last time. And he's like, I'm just going to run one more time.
Because I remember seeing that image of Boehner handing Pelosi the gavel or whatever the fuck it was.
Ugh.
And he actually looked happy. Like,
yeah, because he was out of there. He was like, I don't know what the fuck happened to my party. I'm leaving. This makes me cry all the time.
He was coming close because that was 2006.
Yes.
So it was getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they were really that at that point in time. That was when they were really like, you know what, gay people. That's how we're going to get hired. Mad at gay. Mad at gay.
Still mad at gay. Always mad at gay. They just don't have that leave Britney alone pussy, really. I'm gonna get that for the soundboard because it's funny to me.
Yeah, you can really you can. Anytime you want, like when I'm at work, you can hold your smart device speaker up to the microphone and record it.
Well, I sent you a link to the tweet.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there's that. So, you know, fuck sex workers, I guess. Erykah Badu has clarified her comments on R. Kelly and is pretending that she's not justifying his pedophilic ass again for like the fifth fucking time. Ocasio-Cortez raised, like, almost $300,000 for trans kids.
Word.
Yeah.
And there was some video game playing motherfucker that did that shit, too.
Yeah, it's like, that's his thing, is he does, like, live streams, and then people just donate while they watch him play games. I don't really understand that culture.
Is it Twitch?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to watch people play video games.
We should go live on Twitch. Like, you know we're not playing, we're just...
play games.
Listen to us while you play a game. How about that?
Do that. The only ones I'll actually watch is unless they're just doing like Mortal Kombat, just straight fatalities, and they clip them all together. But I'm just gonna like watch people play. I don't know. But so yeah, she raised like almost $300,000 for trans kids. Hmm. Everyone's flipping their shit about it. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, Fox News is reporting.
What's up with your show notes?
I am getting there. Jesus. I like how as soon as you said that, like, my screen went out. They're like, oh, you're just not going to do it. Fox News is doing the fake news thing again. They accidentally reported that the notorious RBG was dead. She is not.
The fuck?
What? It's Fox News. What do you want?
That's so fucking weird.
It's 2019. Anything is possible. Fox News and Fox and Friends hosts apologized Monday after briefly airing a graphic that suggested Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died. The graphic, which showed a photo of Ginsburg along with the dates 1933 to 2019, appeared before a segment about campus culture. What? How did that graphic get approved is what I would like to know.
It's fucking Fox News. Like, you tune in to see a woman in between two men on a couch with her skirt up. Maybe it was just their basic instinct to do that.
Wow. You're funny. You're funny. Co-host Bang. Steve Doocy and Ainsley Earhart apologized for the error later in the segment. We need to apologize. There was a technical error in the control room which triggered a graphic of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a date on it. We do not want to make it seem like anything other than a mistake. That was an accident. We apologize. Big mistake, Earnhardt added.
Oh, Jesus. We apologize. Big mistake. Everyone's talking like Trump now.
This was a technical error that emanated from the graphics team, said a Fox News spokesman in a statement to USA Today. All right. So she's not dead. Don't worry.
No.
I mean, yeah whatever. Because, you know, if she dies, then we're completely fucked with the Supreme Court because we have a Supreme Court for some reason.
He came, Otis. Your words made him come.
It's good stuff in the soundboard these days.
Nick, you need to stop it.
Why?
Because you just assume.
Wow, strong argument coming from the... This is why you got 10,000 followers.
Yes, it is.
Because you were hungry.
I have 10,000 followers because I hurt people's feelings on Twitter. Because I'm mean to trolls, actually. That's why I have 10,000 followers. So, Denver... A man... Oh, hold on. I take it back. It was actually Utah. but a man from Denver was visiting Utah and was arrested early Saturday afternoon after police said he threatened on social media to be, quote, the next mass shooter and said he was planning on killing as many girls as I see.
Damn, shooters. There's a misogynistic thing going on with these fucking guys.
Christopher Cleary, age 27, was booked into Utah County Jail for investigation of threats of terrorism and for allegedly violating parole in Colorado. Oh, great. So he's already on fucking parole. Great.
27? He's not even a youth.
I know. The arrest came following a joint effort by law enforcement officials and FBI agents in Colorado and Utah. Wait, so he had police and FBI agents in Colorado and Utah looking at him? I feel like we're not getting the whole story here. He had to say some shit besides just, I'm gonna shoot people.
Yeah, especially like, girls.
Nigga. Shit. You said some more shit than that.
Nigga.
Fucking FBI and law enforcement in two states? Okay.
In two states? Really?
According to the affidavit, Provo police were contacted early Saturday by law enforcement in Colorado about threatening posts that were on Cleary's Facebook page. Quote, oh, this whiny-ass motherfucker. All I wanted was a girlfriend. All I wanted was to be loved, but nobody cares about me. I'm 27 years old, and I've never had a girlfriend before, and I'm still a virgin, and this is why I'm planning on shooting up a public place soon and being the next mass shooter, because I'm ready to die, and all the girls to turn me down are going to make it right, and I'm going to kill as many girls as I see.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Nigga, quit y'all whining. Shut up, nigga.
Oh, my God, nigga. Really?
Which, I guarantee you on this incel shit, too. Like, there's probably women who would have dated be like, no, I deserve a 10. And she has to be perfect and submissive and a virgin and blah, blah. You know, that fucking ridiculous-ass list of demands they make.
No. Steve Urkel and Laura Winslow were fictional characters. You don't get to save the planet from some asteroid or whatever and then come home and marry the virgin that's going to Harvard. Not gonna happen, buddy.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have dated Laura anyway because she's black, but, you know.
They would after all the white ones turned down. That's what ugly white men do.
Shit. So, he's going to kill as many girls as I see. All right. Which then, like, just, you know.
Word.
He's 27, but he's still referring to, I presumably, grown-ass women as girls. Which is also like, all right, let's do that. Another post warned, there is nothing more dangerous than the man ready to die. Nigga, but is you dead, though?
Yeah. Like you've been apprehended.
The timing of the post was especially troubling, police noted in the affidavit, saying an additional concern had to do with the women's marches taking place in various locations throughout the state today, including a march in Provo and another in Salt Lake City. The posts were tied to an IP address in Provo, but police didn't locate Cleary there. Together, FBI agents in Colorado and Utah tracked Cleary's phone to a McDonald's at 1225 Southern University Avenue. After Cleary was taken into custody at the McDonald's by an FBI agent and Utah County Major Crime Task Force detective, why do they make all their fucking things be so long? Utah County Major Crime Task Force detective.
The answer was in the wording of the question. It was. The answer was definitely in the wording of the question. A bunch of men grouped together around each other, looking at each other, locker room talking. Why did they make all their things so long?
Utah County Major Crime Task Force detectives. And FBI agents apprehended Cleary, and the affidavit states he allegedly told police in an interview he had posted the message, but, quote, claimed to be upset and not clearly thinking when he did so. What happened, nigga? I thought she was hard. What happened?
Yeah, I thought you were ready to die.
What happened? There's nothing more dangerous than a man ready to die. I'm kidding. I didn't actually mean it like that at all.
Man, nigga, you ain't. And at the same time, the fucker is dangerous.
Oh, yeah,
he is. If he wouldn't have got caught.
Right.
Man, now he's talking.
And he explained that he then later deleted the threats. Okay.
Then how did they find them?
Oh, I guess they grabbed him before he did so. I don't know.
But I deleted it. Nigga, you still said it. I can delete this podcast. I said it.
Right.
Phoenix heard me say it.
No, I didn't.
Nigga.
I don't want no ties to no conspiracy charges with you.
What?
What?
Just because I get on here and make a lot of sense?
A lot of sense, nigga.
What we need, because this is like episode 809.
Right.
Super
We need
cut.
Pat Robertson to die, actually, is what we need.
Damn, yes. Yeah. Hurry up, Pat. Mm-hmm. See stuff like that. Like, take all those clips out of context and just play them. We got enough episodes that shit will go for over an hour.
But there's not really an appropriate context to say we want Pat Robertson to die. Like, we literally just want him to die because he's an asshole. Like, there's not really a lot of, like, context happening around that.
And we gave that fucker 100 episodes.
He didn't do it. He didn't die.
Fucking Pat.
Asshole.
The fucking evil of Trump is keeping him alive.
Like a fucking vampire's got, like, teenagers locked in his basement. He just goes and, like, drains their blood and bathes in it or something.
Yeah, he just fucking, like, drinks wine out of Mike Pence's belly button for penance. Ew. Whatever it is they do.
They're not Catholic. They don't do penance.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, yes, they are. They're bug enthusiasts. They have ant farms, and they like writing. They have pens. They like pen ants, which is what I said.
That is not what you had said.
It's recorded. Even if I delete it, I said it.
So anyways, Cleary said he deleted the threats because he received threats in response. What the fuck happened to I'm ready to die? Someone got at you on Twitter or Facebook and you were like, I better delete this before I have a problem.
And not even got at you, responded to you. And you got triggered. You were trying to trigger people and got triggered. And now you going to jail. What, boy?
Cleary told police he had arrived in Provo the previous day and was staying at an Airbnb rental on the east side of the city. The affidavit indicated he also made suicidal comments. Psh, nothing of value will be lost. And claimed to have a problem with impulse control. No fucking kidding.
There ain't no problem with no damn impulse control. He's just fucking sport. He just likes to do what he likes to do.
No. He has, well, yeah. But he is a white man and he feels entitled to do what he wants to do.
That's what being a white man is, I guess, is an impulse control issue. And that's the real ICU.
A probation officer in Colorado told Provo police that, quote, this is a pattern of behavior with Cleary. He is currently on probation for felony stalking and harassment of multiple women.
I messed that up. ICI. That issue doesn't start with the letter U.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you just let me say that shit.
I let you say a lot of things, dear.
Why?
Because I can't stop you.
What? What are you talking about?
Because you lack impulse control. So the probation officer in Colorado said this is a pattern of behavior with Cleary, who is on probation for felony stalking and threatening of multiple women.
You know?
Yeah.
And he could have just, like, went somewhere and got some half-decent dating advice.
Yeah.
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I should go with a girl man, about your age. I try to please her peppy all the time. Went out my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. I said, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. I said, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like you to be yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. Wear handcuffs on and crazy through on their lips.
Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly.
Did you know?
No, I yesed.
Really?
Affirmatively.
Did you know that Mike Pence is a freedom fighter?
That sounds like that's his video game character.
Freedom fighter. Patriot man.
Oh, man.
So Mike Pence has, today, I don't think we've mentioned it yet. Today is
It's Martin Luther Feller Day.
Martin Luther Feller Day.
But I work today, so I actually... You know what? My entire adulthood, I've always worked this day.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have not. Some of it yes, some of it no. So, today is, you know, that day where we celebrate the man who had a dream and then got shot, and now white people tell us what he meant about his dream. Mike Pence also has opinions about MLK and compared himself and Donald Trump to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a CBS News interview over the weekend, claiming that both are leaders who have inspired Americans to change through the legislative process. They're fighting for your freedom, William. They're fighting for your dreams.
Yeah.
During a segment on Face the Nation, Pence said that the latest offer to end the partial government shutdown, which involves trading extended protections for DACA recipients for a wall on the southern U.S.-Mexico border. Before Trump made the proposal on Saturday, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, rejected it in a statement where she called the deal unacceptable, a non-starter, and stated it did not represent a good-faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. Which, actually, as much as I dislike Pelosi, I really do agree with her on that. Just, I hope they don't fucking cave in to the Republicans, because every time they do, there's going to be a fucking government shutdown. Every fucking time. Yeah, but they'll learn.
To be a Democrat is to cave into Republicans.
It is.
Like, that's what they do. Obamacare, Heritage Foundation, the 94 crime bill was actually supposed to be the 91 crime bill under the first Bush.
Yes.
Like, all Democrat shit is just Republican shit. Listen to them rhetorically. What do Democrats say about abortion? Safe, rare, legal.
Yep.
Like, they're always capitulating. A word that I would use, that Phoenix would use a lot, is genuflecting, I'd say. You know? I mean, what do Democrats always remind you of? You heard this a lot with Chez Pazienza, Get Lost Boy, Go Visit Your Big Cousin. He would say when a school gets shot up or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey man, I like guns. I have guns. My family always had guns. They always have to give that "I like guns" speech before they talk about control.
I'm not totally against your side. I just want to bring some more nuance to the conversation.
Yeah, so I say, quit showboating and cave. That's your real job. Do it. And get these people back to getting their fucking checks.
Yeah, except then, a bunch of people are gonna get deported.
Oh, like they did under the Obama administration?
Yep.
Okay, so things will remain the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you wanted incrementalism.
They do want incrementalism.
Yeah, they want to incrementally become the next Republicans. They can go fuck themselves.
They are incrementally becoming the next Republicans. Yeah. They actually are the Republicans. The Republicans now is like the fucking Tea Party, really.
Huh, you know,
like,
what?
Kinda...
And in that sense, the John Birch Society won.
They did. So Pence responded to critiques by reciting the Trump administration's talking points before adding a surprise comparison of the president to Martin Luther King Jr. to set a proposed border wall.
I like that they said surprise comparison.
Honestly, you know, the hearts and minds of the American people today are thinking a lot about it being the weekend. We are remembering the life and work of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. One of my favorite quotes from Dr. King was, "Now is the time to make real the promises." There's a typo in here. The promises of democracy. He said, quoting a passage from Dr. King's famous I Have a Dream speech. Pence continued to argue that MLK, like Trump, has also, quote, inspired us to change. Uh-huh. You think of how he changed America. He inspired us to change the legislative process to become more of a perfect union. That's what President Trump is calling on Congress to do, to come together in the table in a spirit of good faith. Mm. The vice president's comments came on the eve of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday marking the birthday of the influential American Civil Rights Movement leader and celebrating his life and achievements. A partial government shutdown went into effect in December after Trump declined to sign a stopgap measure designed to keep it running through February on the basis it didn't include funding for his border wall. Now it's on its 29th day with no resolution in sight, and the shutdown, which has left around 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working unpaid, has become the longest in history. Wow. So the second longest one apparently was Bill Clinton in 96, 22 days.
That was Newt Gingrich.
22 days.
All right. Yeah, Gingrich kicked that one off.
So Trump is just like MLK, basically, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You didn't know that?
No.
Why didn't you know that?
Mostly because Trump doesn't like black people, and I think that Dr. King was black.
No, he didn't like him either.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he's up there, it's like, "I can't stand you niggas."
That's what happened?
Now you go sit your ass down at that lunch table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, whether he's like, how many more black people got their hair touched because Martin Luther King wanted us integrated and hanging out with them?
A lot of us. A lot of us.
Hey, that's the snark, though. We know Martin Luther King was a populist, though, and that's what's dope about outlets like Democracy Now and whatnot. They always use this to go back and point that he was like, he had that speech where he was in that basement. We coming to get our check.
Yes, we want reparations. We coming for our checks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
which
a fair
of course
deal.
Gets ignored, as does the letter from Birmingham jail. What was that fucking? I am disappointed by white moderates, Democrats. He means you.
No. We mean some. I was going to say Ocasio-Cortez, but she's kind of brown. Shit, mm-hmm. Fucking Tainos. Okay, man, the winecellarmedia.com, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Alright, and now the podcast audio is going.
Are you sure?
Yep, decibels.
100% sure?
Nope.
Alright, so I feel like we haven't done a hashtag good cop story in a while. I mean, we probably have. I probably forgot.
I was gonna thoroughly disagree.
I don't remember, because we do them a lot. So this one is Lake City, Georgia. Hashtag good cop Jonathan Balsam, age 31 of Stockbridge, was charged Thursday with obscene internet contact with a child, electrically furnishing obscene material to minors, and two counts of violation of oath by a public officer. Essentially, that's a lot of child porn charges. So spokesperson Nellie Miles from the Lake City Police Department said that Balsam was arrested following an investigation into Balsam's alleged online child sexual exploitation. Quote, the investigation is part of an ongoing effort of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, housed with GBI's Child Exploitation and Computer Crimes Unit, to identify those involved in the child pornography trade. Lake City Police Chief Anthony Whitmire told the Clayton News, we are not aware of the activity until I was notified yesterday by the GBI just prior to his arrest. I understand that they received information through an online tip of some sort, but you would have to check with them about that. So he went on the record to be like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga did. I'm glad you're so, like, caring and informed and empathetic to know that one of your officers is...
And yeah. Where is this again?
Lake County, Georgia.
Down there in Georgia. On Georgia. Your mind. Mm-hmm. Rapist cops, pedophile cops, on your mind.
Yes. But remember, we needed Sesta Fosta to save us from child sexual exploitation because we needed to give cops more money because it's definitely not the cops who are responsible for exploiting children.
No.
Balsam, a 2-year veteran of the Lake City Police Department who had previous experience at another department, was suspended immediately upon his arrest, according to Whitmire. If the investigation leads to an indictment, he will be terminated, or if our administration investigation indicates the allegations are true, he also faces termination as a result of the investigation. Don't worry, folks, even if he doesn't get indicted and charged, they're still going to fire him if he's guilty. He may not go to prison, he may not get indicted, it may not be in his record. But he'll get fired, so yeah. Justice has been served or something.
No more donuts at nap time. He's going to have to get a job with the fire department. He can't work here anymore.
So, chili and recliners?
No.
Really?
No. Stag chili. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Wow. That's what you're going to go...
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And not recliners, beanbag chairs.
No, recliners.
Big beanbag chairs.
A lot of the fire departments here have, like, deals with Lazy Boy because they buy chairs in bulk.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because they buy, like 10 to 20 chairs at a time, like, to put in their, like lounge rooms and shit. Because firefighters are on for 24 hours a day.
They need that many. And how often are they doing this?
Oh, every couple years.
Every couple years. Man, yeah. I knew some motherfuckers that I was 5 years old when I met them. And they already had these recliners, and the last time I was there at their house in late 2003, they still had them. And that was so 1988 to 2003. And I don't know how long they had them because that was when I met them.
The one that's in the bedroom I've had since the 90s.
But, I mean, and you know how often firefighters are actually fighting fires.
Right.
Like, firefighters are really medical assistants for the most part.
Yeah.
Especially in California. What up?
Yeah. I was going to say, especially in cities, just because there's so much, like, technology in new buildings as they're being built that, you know, has, like, the automatic sprinklers and the sensors, and it's really, you know, there's not just, like, houses just burning down all the time because they're not, you know, made out of wood and rickety and raggedy anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, so although Whitmer said he could not speak to departmental procedures prior to his appointment last year, he added, "We have recently turned down 3 or 4 applicants due to negative information revealed from their background check." What did y'all niggas do that was so bad you couldn't even get hired?
As cops.
Damn.
Of all things.
In Georgia.
Damn.
Prospective Lake City officers must pass 2 interview panels, a drug screen, a physical, reference checks, and a very thorough background check to include criminal history and work experience, explained Whitmire. The ICIC program, created by the U.S. Again with the fucking names.
Uh-oh.
The ICAC program, created by the U.S. Department of Justice's ICAC program. So the federal ICAC program created state ICAC programs? All right, fine.
What?
Was created as more children, teenagers, and child sexual predators began using the internet. So, yeah, that's,
Yeah. Oh, you know, wait, it didn't say why they didn't get hired.
No, it didn't say, no.
Their IQs were probably too high.
I remember that story.
That's a thing.
I remember that.
Why?
And that was their logic, too, is that if you're too smart, you might get bored and quit after we've invested time training you.
I mean, wouldn't you just promote them to a higher fucking...
No.
Yeah, because that's based on seniority and shit.
Songwriter from when I was a young guy, even up to this day, man, I'm trying to drag me under. When a bummer, you know that you can find me, I never change my number. I don't mind if these private callers wanna carry on blinging up my line. I'm happy to remind them that if they yell once, they see me on their ones, they will wanna fight me on.
Aw, oh, man. Fiends, Kalita wasn't ready.
Aw, you suck.
She doesn't. Oh, you were looking for more info?
No, I was looking up for the apology.
Oh, man.
Which I have now, thank you. Yeah, so, because this is about Kingston Hughes. Which, there's so many names about him now at this point. It's,
yeah.
Twitter's a little mean.
That's because we're responding to the world around us.
Yes. That's what, Kingston Hughes, Martin Spoofa King, Hughless P. Newton. Yeah. There's a lot. So anyways, if y'all missed the situation, Sean King went into a temper tantrum about anybody who's ever said anything negative about him on social media, basically. And there is a young black queer activist who is in college named Clarissa Brooks, and she made a tweet something to the effect of, is anyone going to hold him accountable for the money that he raised for Santoya Brown or what? And Sean King got really mad and is like, I didn't actually raise any money for Santoya Brown. And then Clarissa deleted the tweet. Right, and then like 5 days later, Sean King puts up the screenshot of her tweet, which didn't tag him, by the way. So he had to be like searching his own name, which like there's a certain level of vanity to that. Puts up the tweet and says, "If you don't retract this right now and issue a public apology, I'm going to sue you." And then hired several prominent attorneys, including the attorney that was working for the family of Tamir Rice. And I believe Michael Brown as well.
And Trayvon.
And Trayvon. And it's like, this is what the fuck you're doing with your time? Okay. Just threatening to sue activists over tweets. And so she emailed Sean and was like, can you dial it back? I think you should reconsider your approach to this. This is a little bit excessive over a tweet. Making it public isn't going to help. It's just going to make people like come online and harass me and whatnot. Sean King doubles down and keeps talking about her and tweeting other people who've ever said negative things about him. So then finally, when he started getting in trouble and getting, I guess, dragged, you might say, through Black Twitter, he then put up an apology for Clarissa. Would you like to hear his apology?
Well, now, shit, yeah.
Mind you, at the time, Clarissa, so she's a college student, black, queer, had like 5,000 followers. Sean King has over 1 million followers and tagged her repeatedly and said she's defaming me and hurting my reputation and hurting my career and hurting my finances and all this. Over a tweet, mind you, that was had been deleted for days.
Hey, hurting his finances.
Yes.
So, but I mean, I'd love some examples.
Huh?
I know, right?
It was a very serious situation.
Don't let me get a lot of followers. I'm asking questions.
So here's his apology. Yesterday, I reached out to Clarissa Brooks, a young organizer, to apologize to her directly. I would like an opportunity to do so face-to-face as well, if she would consider it. I personally would not. That sounds fucking scary as shit. In an attempt to correct what I felt was great harm caused by Miss Brooks, great harm caused by Miss Brooks, mind you.
Great harm. Again, great harm. Examples of this harm. This nigga's like Darren Wilson talking about he got a fucking, a fractured socket?
He fractured his eye socket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. But again, like, I just wonder, it was one tweet. And then, of course, I would also, with his history, asking if he's raised money or what he's doing with money is not completely unreasonable, right? So it was one tweet, it was deleted, but it caused me great harm. Okay. He says, I basically traded my hurt for hers, and that is not okay. I do not wish to silence her, to silence black women, or to silence the LGBTQ community. I love and support these communities daily.
He just put LGBTQ?
Yes.
Nigga left out the G?
Yes.
Because the G ain't in you?
I mean...
Remember DJ Quick, kids. Quick's the name.
So, I do not wish to silence her. You told her that you were going to sue her if she didn't stop talking. Like, that's kind of silencing, no? And then, I don't want to silence black women. She's a black woman. Or the LGBTQ... She's queer.
Wait, he really put that? Because I'm going to make that a fucking tweet. Yeah, I'm posting that. Because you know how I am about tweeting. Okay.
I know how you are about tweeting.
The story about Benjamin Dixon's partner.
Yes. And he said, I love and support these communities daily. Nigga, no the fuck you don't. But my actions have clearly betrayed my heart this past week, and I regret that tremendously. At the moment in which a single black woman feels intimidated by my actions, I've clearly made a mistake. Period.
Benjamin Dixon's partner made a mistake?
It wasn't a mistake. It was intentional, because people kept saying... she's getting harassed, she's getting docked, she's getting threats. And I would also point out, while this was going on, fucking Tariq Nasheed and company found her and started harassing her. And they were tweeting at her, like, she's a bed wench, and she hates the black man, and she's part of the gay agenda. And, like, as, you know, the typical homophobic misogynoir bullshit they say. Hmm. And we're actually, and you know how Tariq is about, the whole, like, how black are you? He's never supported Sean King before. And all of a sudden, he's supporting Sean King because Sean King is beefing with a black woman.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You know what? On the media platform that Benjamin Dixon's partner is building with Benjamin Dixon, they're going to address this.
No, they're not.
And Anoa Chang is definitely going to get in on this. They are not going to mess around with this one.
Actually, Anoa has come out against Sean. She's been speaking quite a bit about Sean.
So Anoa Chenga has been talking about Benjamin Dixon's partner and has publicly asked Benjamin Dixon why he is not talking about this.
I don't know about that latter part, but the former part. Former, not the latter.
Hmm.
So he says, I regret this tremendously. At any point, a black woman feels intimidated. I've made a mistake. It doesn't matter if I've been wronged. You weren't wronged. Nothing happened to you over this tweet. Nothing. Okay? He said, I still have a responsibility to use my influence in a way that never causes harm. Of course, my original intent was to address a single damaging false... Well, hold on. My original intent was to address a single very damaging false tweet from Miss Brooks. How the fuck were you damaged by her tweet?
So he has to keep it in his narrative that he is vaguely hurt.
Yes. Yes. So my intent was to address tweet, but in doing so, she felt bullied by me and threatened by others. She didn't feel threatened. People were trying to dox her, like give out her address, sending her threats. talking about, I hope white people jump you. I hope, you know that they, like, people were tweeting those awful things, like, I hope you know they call you nigger. I hope you know that you're a coon. You're nothing but a bedwench. I hope you know that white supremacy isn't going to save you. Like, I hope these white people that you call friends hurt you. Like, people were horrible to her. That's a fail. No shit, nigga. I am thankful Clarissa deleted the false tweet in question here, but this process has done more harm than good. Do you see how hard he's leaning on how damaging this alleged fucking tweet was?
Yeah, man. Benjamin Dixon's partner has suffered greatly.
To be clear, I did not raise any money for Santoya Brown, as Ms. Brooks alleged, and I certainly was not holding on to any money for Santoya Brown since I never raised it in the first place. I have also never received, held, touched, managed, or even had access to money I've raised for other families impacted by police brutality or racial violence. Not a single family on earth has ever said this or would ever say this. Tamir Rice's family had to go to court to get that shit because they couldn't access their money, by the way. By the way.
Well, you know what? Well, the thing is, North Star, which is a new media thing, mm-hmm. which is going to be Benjamin Dixon and Sean King, his partner,
yes.
working together on, because it's going to be a journalist. I mean, they're going to have opinions, but it's mostly journalism. Mm-hmm. They're going to cover that story about Tamir Rice's family getting their money from Benjamin Dixon's partner.
Yeah, okay. On March 1st, I'm releasing a public accounting of every... March 1st, Nick, it's fucking January. All right. So March 1st, I'm releasing a public accounting of every dollar I've ever raised for families in the Black Lives Matter movement, along with statements of support from them clearly stating I have never done such a thing. Regardless of my intent, we know what your intent was, shut up. Clarissa sincerely felt bullied by my private outreach and public statements. Because you said you were gonna fucking sue, delete this or I'm suing you, here's my lawyers, is fucking threatening. That's fucking scary, nigga. You know that. So, she sincerely felt bullied by my private outreach and public statements. No matter what led to my communication with Ms. Brooks, I do not want her to feel or be intimidated in any way. I also do not want her to be silenced, says the man who silenced her. Again, I would like to sincerely apologize for the impact my outreach has had on her. It was not my intent to be abrasive or overly aggressive, but I was. And I sincerely regret that my actions to correct something harmful to me... How was it harmful to you? How were you harmed? Did you lose followers? Did you lose money? Did you lose your job?
Yeah.
Or did a handful of people say some mean things about you on Twitter?
They called me Talcum X. I want to hear him say these things out loud.
They called me Talcum X. They called me Ulysses P. Newton.
Oh, man.
Let's see, I sincerely regret my actions to correct something harmful to me have caused additional harm or stress to her or anyone else, including other men and women who posted false allegations. See, leaning on that false allegations. The best apologies are changed actions. I will change my actions moving forward. We must find a way to address false allegations without causing harm, and I want to be a part of that process. I'm working directly with respected movement leaders to figure out a community-based way to solve any future conflicts of this kind before they escalate. You escalated the situation by putting up a screenshot of a deleted tweet like 500 people knew about. That's like Twitter is huge. You have a million followers. Only about 500 people even knew about this tweet, let alone interacted with it. You brought it back up after it was deleted and made it a big deal. You escalated it. You, nigga. This is you. You wanted the attention.
When he puts his foot in his mouth, is he walking on eggshell?
Yes.
He is Kamala Harris black.
They can't be black with us. We are living in tumultuous times, and our focus should be fighting against the oppression and injustices that are against us, not battling those who are on the same side of justice seeking peace. So, yeah.
See?
Yeah, that's his apology.
Because he said it's just us seeking a peace.
Right,
it's just us. Me, Sean King, my partner Benjamin Dixon, and adjacent to that, Anoa Changa, and adjacent to that, Imani Gandhi. All for one, and one for y'all.
Yes. And then, see, now here's a... I took some screenshots. So Tariq Nasheed said, Sean King is suing shea butter feminist Clarissa Brooks for lying on him. Well, Clarissa lies a lot. She even lied on me, but I don't trip because Clarissa has a deep-rooted hatred for all straight black men based on her tweets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Deep-rooted.
deep-rooted. And this, because this was her tweet. How many times this month have black women been publicly harassed by black men on this site? Joe Budden, yes, Jules, Tariq Nasheed. How long until you folks realize this shit isn't okay? When are you going to stand with queer and trans folks in the same way? That shows her deep-seated hatred of straight black men.
Oh, yeah, especially me.
Yes.
You know all the tweets I put at her? Go look at William J. Jack. It is fucking ridiculous. Just back-to-back tweets, just fucking fuck this B word, C word, elemental P word, nigga, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was wilding. And she hates me, and it's a deep-rooted hatred. Nappy roots, yes. I might say.
She ain't shit but a fool for the white supremacist movement. Nothing special at all. She's a liar. She's a coward. Typical loser behavior, and it's pathetic. Other losers are making her out to be a victim. She and anyone defending her on this issue are a pure evil scumbag.
Wait, say that again, and everyone, close your eyes and imagine Donald Trump. This is how hucksters talk. Go for
it. She's a liar and a coward. A typical loser behavior, and it's pathetic. Other losers are making her out to be a victim. She and anyone defending her on this is a pure evil scumbag.
The similarities in the way these fucking hucksters talk, man.
This is the beginning of our counteroffensive against you treacherous black LGBT feminist snakes who consistently throws the African-American community under the bus as to push your self-serving agenda for their racist white liberals. The lines are drawn. You are our enemies.
Fuck it. It's time to tangent. Okay.
Which, oh yeah, I was gonna say just one more thing. Lee Merritt is one of the attorneys that Sean King got. Do you know what his pinned tweet is?
Wow.
The most unprotected person in America is the black woman.
Wait, and that's one of the attorneys going after her.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Yep.
I don't actually have to deal with this bullshit.
Really?
Yep, that's the facts. That is the facts. Because you know what? Because Tariq Nasheed, he puts up shits on YouTube and whatnot.
Yes.
And I watch them because I'm like, holy fuck, this guy. Total huckster. All right, so I'm looking for his most recent shit. He puts up like two or three joints every week. Where, and I mean, he might be riffing for 3 hours. He might be riffing for 1 hour.
This fool is standing over me with a knife.
His ass just be riffing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that one is he talks about getting rid of ooba dooba doo. Talks about getting rid of tribalisms. But I want to get to the most recent one because he is like going on this thing where it's, you know, the straight black male is under attack.
Right.
All right. So let's see. Tariq Nasheed. Black heterophobia. That's a great one. But all right. Law.
The only so thing they're going to keep trying.
We're going to do the same thing we did when we would play old Alex Jones clips back in like 2016. I'm just going to go somewhere and click and start playing. So, okay, 36-minute area. Let's see where he's at with this, and I'm going to check the decibels as I do so.
Okay.
Men and women. It's black folks simping selves, get up there. You lay up with them, and all of a sudden, you run around here with all lives matter.
Okay, so what he's saying is all black people who disagree with him have sex with white people, and then when they get out the bed, they say all lives matter. That's this is a regular thing with him. Let's give it a running start.
Is that what his stepfather says?
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. I'm sorry,
whoa.
His father-in-law, my bad.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter that Tariq Nasheed sits across from a white woman on Thanksgiving Day because he married her daughter. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
All right? You shut your face.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's one shade from Elon James White.
Fancy car. Because y'all still on code. I know that. Even though you laying up with a black person. And I told this white lady that. You laying up with a black man and you got black kids. But damn it. You ain't saying nothing bad about the white supremacist males. You never said nothing bad about them. You stay.
I like. You know, he just said. I told this white woman that. Which one? Where? Who?
Right. It doesn't matter.
Stayed on code. I want black folks to understand that. See, that's the difference. See, the white supremacists, they'll have sex with your ass, jump out that bed, and stay on code. They ain't about to turn on the rest of white society because they understand that's where they get their privileges from. They ain't giving up their privileges because they done laid up with your black ass. They know what it is. They go in there, they have some gutter sex with you, get up, and they still
keep in mind, this is a guy that used to be a pimp, and he apparently is very offended at the thought of gutter sex. This guy used to be a pimp.
I asked me to be like, you know, that's weird, because why does somebody call him Swizz Bleach?
Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you niggas?
This mean.
What the wait, fuck, what? Y'all?
Dr. Sumar Johnson, y'all go stop it!
Woo! Go stop it. Mm-hmm. Y'all mess around with old Sean Kang like that. Mm. Jesus Christ.
Team white supremacy. Some of the most racist people I know have black mates.
All right, the most racist. Because apparently he knows a lot of racist people. Just runs in those circles.
Probably, you know, related, or like the neighbors by his mother-in-law's house. I'm just saying.
And he says, how you doing? I just wants to hang out with your goddaughter. All right, I'm skipping around 44 minutes and 38 seconds. Where is he going with this?
Earlier today, they were mad at Sean King.
Oh.
Because I told y'all the other day, it was one of these little shea butter.
I haven't heard this yet. All right. Oh, and he calls black people that he disagrees with on Twitter are shea butter.
Yes.
Again, keep in mind, this is just people he disagrees with. This is just his, what was it?
It's like a dog whistle almost.
No, not a dog. Because dog whistles are subtle. This ain't subtle. It's a. My brain wants to say Nixonian. It was back when they made up the House of Un-American Activities.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the word behind that? Because there was one particular motherfucker that...
McCarthyism?
McCarthyism, yes. All right. And apparently, if I remember right, Ted Cruz looks a lot the fuck like that guy. Like, bone structure-wise, it's a little weird. Yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah, look at side-by-sides. Yeah. Huh.
Black man hating chicks. Who is,
He's looking for some shit like while he's talking. He's doing what we do. He's live broadcasting and riffing. So he's digging up some shit.
Dude who wrote the article. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Okay, the article says, is Sean King here for black people? Okay, they were really taking swipes at Sean King, and they just kind of threw me in the mix too. Well, let me scroll down on the article.
Nigga, you threw yourself.
The article says, I ain't gonna read all of it. I just want to read the part where they mentioned me.
Of course you do.
This chick name was Centonia. No, that's not it. That's not her.
Look, he doesn't even
know.
Who
the fuck Centoya Brown is.
Nope, he doesn't even know that story.
Damn.
You know, but I mean, remember, his old profession, Centoya Brown's just another to him.
Centoya Brown is a loss.
Yeah, because, I mean, what, she went down so damn early, like, could have made more money off that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a minor, too.
Jesus Christ, could have taken her through some of those white neighborhoods. Woo, Jesus. Yep, Tariq Nasheed was a pimp, folks. All right.
It was, okay. The Shea Butter chick, what's her name?
Jesus Christ, he's moving a little slow. I'm going to skip forward a little bit.
In front of his million plus followers, she's been on the receiving end of hate messages, threats, and targeted attacks from subhuman Hotep Tariq Nasheed.
He deliberately wore a t-shirt that says Hotep for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does not deserve that. This is the dude who wrote the article, David Dennis Jr. This fuck boy. That's some white supremacist language right there. This thing called me a subhuman Hotep.
That's not white
supremacist language.
No, that's
okay.
Calling you what you are. You used to fucking exploit women and girls for gutter sex. And then who knows how many lives he left ruined.
What but that he still did even after he officially finished pimping, though, because then he was writing them fucking books with that, like, pickup artist type shit. Like, this is how you, you know, spit game to a woman and, like, basically con her into fucking you.
Yep. And then he was surprised that fucking incels call into his show asking how to... one of them was a janitor at a barber shop, and he was asking how he could figure out how to just have sex with one of the women that worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember any interactions I've had with this dude, but I have him blocked. I've already had this dude blocked. Well, yeah, they call me a sub. Well, those are white supremacist terms. And a lot of these little niggas.
Yep, but he told his audience it is, so it is. And, like, if folks were to look at this, if you look to the right side of the screen, apparently there's something on YouTube where you can donate money while they're broadcasting.
Yeah.
And one says $100, another one says $99.99. People are just dropping grits.
Yep.
Yep. And it's like, damn, we're not going to sell out, folks. The wine cellar is going to keep it greasy. We're going to keep it real, and we're going to scrape.
Negroes like that, they're so jealous of me, it's ridiculous.
Really?
A lot of these little Negroes are so incredibly jealous of me, it's absolutely ridiculous. They get on social media, they have little podcasts that nobody listens to.
That is funny. It sounds like
he throws shade at us.
Like right at the moment. Yeah, this is a little amusing.
So a lot of these Negroes are real jealous of me. You dig?
You dig?
He might be married, but he's just a fuck nigga.
Wait, but you just said call somebody a fuck boy with white supremacist language, and you just gonna call somebody a fuck nigga then?
Yep.
Man, it's like, yeah, 5 minutes of consistency, just 5 minutes of consistency, please.
No, that's not entertaining. That's not entertaining.
Jesus.
Because with me, they see how bold I am. That's another thing, too. A lot of these.
All right, so they see how bold he is. Remember when he asked that motherfucker John Legend, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And John Legend was like, "Nah, nigga." And he was like, "Oh, I was just checking."
Mm-hmm.
Very bold.
Very bold.
Very bold. Like when he went to that news station where there's a very funny clip, yo. If you can look for it on the YouTube, and it's a news station has Tariq on. This is like somewhere in the 2000s. And it's to promote one of his books about the art of mackin', I think it is. One of his PUA books.
Mm-hmm.
And but the people who posted it, they titled the clip Black Feminists Mad at Tariq Nasheed in the Newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black woman newscaster, anchor, mad at Tariq Nasheed.
Right.
But when you watch the clip, she does seem to be visibly and, like, tonally irritated. But you can really tell why. Because she's embarrassed because in that moment, he's actually the coon.
Right.
Because Tariq, he's not smart enough to understand that they brought him there so he could be a funny looking black man with a stupid ass book.
Right. And then, like, also, too, like, the, you know, for as much as he whines about, you know, these bed wenches, a lot of, well, at least one, I think two or three of these books was specifically about how to get with non-black women. So it's like the obsessed with bed wenches and black women or race traitors if they're fucking white men is this is how you get with a Spanish chick. This is how you get with an Asian chick. This is how you get a white girl. And it's like, okay.
These niggas is clowns. I like this. I'm making this whole thing one segment. Yeah. It's just the Benjamin Dixon's partner tries to sue black women.
Mm-hmm.
Of whom Tariq Nasheed also hates. Like, it's gonna be an odd title.
It's a little weird.
And it's so long. It's just gonna be, it's the episode.
And then you
title.
Notice too that like Tariq Nasheed is going after the, you know, the Shea Butter Twitter, because like they have all these white friends. They're influenced by white supremacy. Sean King got raised by two white people. Did he say something about Sean King getting raised by two white people in the midst of all this?
No, but he'll talk about Jamila Bey's white father.
Hmm. Oh, okay, so Clarissa is a coon and a bedwench and a sellout because she was raised around white people, but Sean King is a black leader because he's a black man who did not know his black father but was raised by white people. Okay.
And also, black leader, what's he leading? The nigga
a
makes
grift?
Articles.
A grift?
A grift.
Leading a grift. Hey, bro, the nigga makes art. That's like calling us leaders. We're not fucking leaders.
You know why? It's because he's always fucking starting organizations and shit. Like, oh, I'm starting this organization. We're going to, like, work with police to, you know, work out community relations and then police brutality. Oh, I'm working on a thing to, you know, signal boost information of when police, you know, are harming black people and we're going to, like, get a network together. He's like, oh, I start these fucking networks. And then, like, they just get a bunch of money in and then the fucking network dissipates and never does shit.
So this is just a crowdfunded daydreamer.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. That's one takeaway, folks. Go and say this to your friends on social media. Like, you know what? I think Sean King is a crowdfunded daydreamer.
Ah, oh, there's a fucking...
Yes, ma'am.
There's a fucking word for it they made, too, and I can't remember what it is.
Okay, there's a word for it they made. While Fiend Splitter looks up that word, let's, Hey, you know what? We can click on another Tariq Nasheed video. This shit is amusing. Okay, so this one is called Black Heterophobia.
You know. Zero code makes you... And somebody made this great observation one time. They said, in order to be a so-called black activist at one of these corporations, number one, you gotta not grow up around black folks. Number two, you gotta not go to school around black folks.
Is he talking about Sean King?
I have questions.
And number three, you have to be told about black folks by white people. And that's how you become a black activist that they will promote. And that's very...
And I like that it's a vague they. Who was the they?
Them.
Those
people.
At least Tariq Nasheed is working on his non-binary language. Very good. Very good. I'm glad that he also learned the word cishet. He still says cishet. And that's also amusing.
Very accurate. That's extremely accurate. Because the other yesterday, you know, activist Sean King, he's suing one of these Shea Butters for slander.
He's still riffing. Okay, so that was the previous episode, riffing on the same thing. Let's dance it forward. 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 23 seconds. What's he riffing on right here?
Within black society who thinks that they are intersectional to get online and do a lot of anti-black male promotion. And some of these LBGT bedwench mammy Shea Butters, they do the same thing.
All he does is just say, like, it's just spitting all the buzzwords. LGBT right. Bedwench Shea Butter mammies.
Yeah.
Like, he... What?
Like, you just have to say the talking points.
Yeah, the nigga really just said sandwich, disc man, bamboo tree, light bulb, lifting weights. Mm-hmm. Do you feel what I'm saying? Come on.
Or pro-life, lower taxes, smaller government, Second Amendment, free speech.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the opposing talking points to everything you just said, mm-hmm. which would be... I agree with my colleague. I'm going to reach across the aisle. We need to be civil. Let's reach for some of those centrist voters in the suburbs. Blam.
Mm-hmm.
Blam. Opposition. Boom. And you're still looking for that word.
I can't find it. It's going to bother me. And you know what? I can't find it because it's not like a word yet. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, ha, celebpreneur.
Celugpreneur.
Celebpreneur. Like a combination of celebrity and entrepreneur. Oh, you're a celebpreneur.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Celebrity.
That is what Sean King is. He's a celebpreneur.
They should stop trying to force the P in it and just let it be celebpreneur. It'll flow better.
It would flow better.
Yeah, let the P go, folks. Yeah. All right. And again, Sean King apologizing to the LBTQ, you left out the G because the G ain't in you. Outstanding. That's about that for that one.
Yeah, no, man. It doesn't seem woke.
And I'm woke as hell.
Yo. Picture me kicking a superior flow, but lyrics are cold. Knocking your stockings about the box when I appear and they show.
Merry Christmas.
Back up when I move against the grain on a tax cut for the Scrooge. I'm a lefty, yes. Check the cause, cause I'm real. All I want next year is Sesta Foster appealed. A habitable space, a maximum wage. A rich fat rat to eat for all my cats in the cage. That's what I'll say on your stereo. Blaring up the block, yelling out the window. Kamala Harris is a cop. That's racist of me, even though I'm actually black. Either that or Russia came and hacked my little rap.
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem woke. And I'm woke as hell.
Huh. Can you dig it? I feel that you can't. It's prophetic to name Will Smith's cousin Hillary Banks. Get it? The dad jokes are back, so y'all peep how the choices were to build a wall or build a Wall Street. These are the things that you can expect from the wine cellar, so yes, I rhyme hella so fresh. And capitalism is forcing us to grind well into death, to sign over our checks, and spend time frozen in debt, and never connect with each other to see the
lies over and flex and give him a taste of the medicine that Cory Booker voted against. But whatever though, you know this rap is done. It's 2019, it was a practice run. I'll be back, fucko.
Actual good news? Like, no. Legit? Yeah. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Not having it. Nope. It looks like we're going to my show notes.
Really?
All right. Yeah, let's hear your good news.
Good news. Trump birth control coverage rules have been blocked nationwide. That's good news.
Birth control coverage rules?
Yeah.
And, oh, okay, Some funny style
some
shit.
Some like pro-life bullshit. Forced birth bullshit.
Yeah, this nigga said pro-life.
Team forced birth. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a federal judge on Monday put a nationwide hold on the Trump administration rules that allow more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control. U.S. District Judge Wendy Beadlestone in Philadelphia agreed with a lawsuit originally filed by the state of Pennsylvania, citing the potential harm to states should the rules be enforced. Numerous citizens could lose contraceptive coverage, Beadlestone wrote, resulting in increased use of state-funded contraceptive services, as well as increased costs to state services from unintended pregnancies.
Wendy Beadlestone.
Yes.
Sounds tough. Yeah. Sounds fun. Beadlestone.
Beadlestone.
All right, that's a good name to have when you're slapping down some Republican bullshit.
Beetlejuice.
Nigga, I didn't even think of that.
The rule, scheduled to take effect Monday, would change a mandate under the 2010 Affordable Care Act by allowing more employers, including publicly traded companies, to opt out of providing no-cost contraceptive coverage to women by claiming religious objections. Some private employers could also now object on moral grounds. Pennsylvania's Attorney General, Josh Shapiro... So attorney generals can actually push for progressive policy?
No.
This sounds kind of progressive.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Where's the progress in killing babies? Killing babies does not progress the species forward. That's ridiculous.
It's birth control. It's before the babies are conceived.
We already have birth control. A man doctor controls the birth process. He's right there.
He is right there.
Making it happen. So thank all those white men doctors for giving birth. You're welcome.
Which is only funny because I had a non-white doctor and she was horrible. And the white doctor who was like on call had to come in and fix the situation. Ironically enough. When
that's
I gave
embarrassing.
Birth.
That's when you come on. Like, I'm trying to be biased here.
Right? I was trying really hard, but she was really, really mad at me.
Oh.
Yeah, like she was very upset. I wasn't going fast enough. And I was like, I was in labor for 3 hours, ma'am. I think that was pretty fast.
Okay.
Great scheme of things.
But then you had a good doctor come in and control your birth. Birth control.
Right.
Welcome to it.
Yes. Pennsylvania's Attorney General Josh Shapiro called the court ruling a victory for the health and economic independence of women and the rejection of a Trump administration move to violate a federal law that requires insurers to cover the services. Congress hasn't changed the law, and the president cannot simply ignore it with an illegal rule, said Shapiro. New Jersey later joined Pennsylvania in suing. In issuing the injunction, Beadlestone wrote in her opinion that the states were likely to win their lawsuits' claims that Trump's administration violated procedural requirements for how regulations must be created, and that the rules exceed the scope of authority offered under the Affordable Care Act. The Department of Justice did not say whether it would appeal, saying only that it will, quote, continue to vigorously defend religious liberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. The Department of Health and Human Services said the rules affirm the administration's commitment to upholding constitutional freedoms. No American should be forced to violate his or her conscience in order to abide by the laws and regulations governing the healthcare system, said Health and Human Services Department spokeswoman Caitlin Oakley. All right, Caitlin Oakley, get your ass onto Gilead then.
Yeah, Oakley. See, Oakley, that's not nearly as hard as Beadlestone.
It's not.
Beadlestone will fucking smack a spark out of Oakley. That's a reality.
Might. On Sunday, a federal judge in California blocked the rules from taking effect in the jurisdictions in the lawsuit before him. Those included California, New York, and 11 other states, including Washington, D.C. At issue is a requirement under Barack Obama's health care law that birth control services be covered at no additional cost. Obama officials included exemptions for religious organizations, but the administration of President Donald Trump, a Republican, yeah, we fucking know that, sought to expand those exemptions and added moral convictions as a basis to opt out of providing birth control services. The Justice Department argued that new rules protect a narrow class of sincere religious and moral objectors from being forced to facilitate practices that conflict with their beliefs. Y'all niggas don't have beliefs. Shut the fuck up. It's just bigotry and sadism. Shut up.
Yeah, bing, bang, blam.
Beadlestone had previously blocked an interim version of the rules in a December 2017 ruling. In November, the Trump administration rolled out a final version of the rule, prompting another challenge by the states. Yeah. So, thank you, Beadlestone.
Damn, they really want to force people to give fucking birth.
That's been, a low-key topic of theirs because there's not enough Americans giving birth to replace the population. Especially the white population.
I don't care.
Right.
And there is an assload of people. As long as there's homeless people, there's too many people. Fuck off. Dadgummit. All right, yeah, winecellarmedia.com. Fucking funkers. Some believe in love and some believe in friends, but riders like me, yes, believe in making ends, because even when you're looking most to trick around, none of the money that you save is sound. Now I'm about to take you back to 84, when I was 14, kicking back in the trees, west side, if you please, and 436 West Spruce was the spot, with me, Wayne, Mike, Shot, Nookie, Slug, and Pot, Don Zelly, if you with me, just let them hits kick, if your head. All right, so this is, I'm going to say, almost pro-cop. Because it's pro-game wardens. Do they count as cops? Game wardens?
Yeah.
Game?
Yeah.
What the hell is a game warden?
They,
okay.
Take care of, the forest preserves and the animals and, catch poachers and shit.
Catch poachers?
Yeah. That doesn't count as a cop, right?
Ah, they're not, pulling people over and taking regular photos. Nah, that's... I would call them a game warden myself, really.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a different classification.
Really?
Well, wait a second. These game wardens.
Yes.
Are they in favor of not spending more money on state firefighters so that we can spend less on prison firefighters? Because if so, then they're cops.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we got some research to do. What's this story about?
So, just the technical term for a game warden is a conservation officer, which protects the wildlife and environment, which I'm not reading all this. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate
it's a lot. There's 10 different a conservation officer, a game warden, a forest ranger, gamekeeper, wilderness investigator, wilderness officer, wildlife trooper, environmental technician. Nigga, can we just get one name?
I love stupid bullshit like this.
One name. Oh, Jesus. Anyways, as far as I know, their main job is to hang out in forest preserves and deal with, poachers and people who, fuck up, litter and shit like that. So, whatever.
I like that you kind of ran those sentences together so it sounds like you said people that fuck up litter.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Watch, well,
in the playback, it's going to sound funny.
It's going to be awesome. So, Chakota, I think is how you say it, Oklahoma. An Oklahoma woman looking for love got more than she bargained for when she unwittingly shared her exhilaration about illegally shooting a buck on a dating app site with a state game warden.
On a dating site?
Yeah.
And I guess that is how you match up. Do you like the same crimes I like?
The same who?
Crimes?
Yes.
Because it's illegally shooting a buck, you said?
Yes.
And that's a male deer?
Yes.
All right, a male deer and not like Tariq Nasheed's father-in-law.
Not that kind of buck. Okay. The other kind of buck, yeah. Got him, coach. Like Bambi, grown up. Or Bambi's dad.
Oh, shit. You know what? My entire life, Bambi's been genderless. I never knew.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he had antlers at the end. I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen it since I was 5 years old, but yeah.
I don't remember seeing the movie Beyond some other rabbit saying, I'm Thumper, and I said, I'm bored, and I was out. fuck a Bambi. That shit sucked.
Aw, that's horrible. All right, so yes, a buck is a male deer in this case. I gotta find that picture now. There's a picture of a buck walking around with, another buck's head hanging off his antlers. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. Okay, so you know when they fight, like they just ram their antlers into each other?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's how they fight, but then sometimes their shit gets stuck together, and then they just have to lay there until they starve to death because they can't get out. However, something happened in this case, and the one's body separated from its head, and there's literally a deer with antlers with, like, another set of antlers hanging off his antlers with another deer head hanging off of them. Nature is a wild, wild place, and we should respect it.
Those deers need to fucking be vegans, and then they'd stop.
Is that right? What it is?
That's what it is.
You know, I saw a video where an alligator ate another alligator's foot yesterday.
What the fuck?
Because they were in, like, a shitty zoo, and they were only throwing in, like, one piece of meat at a time. So they would all go for it, and one got too close to another one's mouth, and he thought it was the food, so he just grabbed it and death rolled it and, like, literally ripped his fucking foot off.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was a little...
You know what I'm talking about? I got good news stories coming up.
I told you about the birth control. You don't have to give birth to children in a world where this happens. You can prevent it. Get a Nuva ring, goddammit.
Fucking gonna have children biting each other's feet off.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be a new fun game, Bite the Rich.
Bite the... Just bite a rich person and run. Go, 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 go!
There's a lot more of us than there are of them. I'm just saying.
Man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, what? Like 20 of us in one setting? We could eat a rich person in like 15 minutes.
Look, I had this whole conversation on Twitter with Beth Lynch where I was like, look, white people, y'all have seasoning problems and there's only so many rich people and we're only going to get so much meat off them. I need y'all to get your fucking seasoning game together before we start eating rich people because it's still going to be a once in a lifetime thing. I don't want to fuck it up.
That's just rude.
What?
It's rude.
What? How is that rude?
I got mayonnaise. That's in season. I actually don't really know what white people do with their food. I literally don't know.
They put garlic salt on a lot of things.
Huh.
Yeah.
And I know that there's this thing with, I mean, this is one particular sect of white people that put... meatballs in jelly and
grape
let them
jelly,
marinate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know why you do that, but I know that your kids are the ones shooting up the schools, so maybe you shouldn't do it anymore.
You shouldn't do it anymore. I'll show you the picture I have someday of the vintage cookbook. It's a donuts and prune salad.
No. Donuts and prune, and it was very good that you put a pause on there. Like, the word salad should have came later to let the listener process. Say it again?
Donuts and prunes?
Donuts and prunes.
Yeah. And it's like on a fucking bed of lettuce, and they're like, you can make any meat and potatoes man change his mind. I was like, no. First of all, no.
Like, if reverse racism was real, it's your fault. What the fuck? Okay, we have a story. Okay, what
we
is
do.
This?
All right, so an Oklahoma woman was looking for love and got more than she bargained for when she shared her exhilaration about illegally shooting a buck on a dating app with a state game warden. Oklahoma game warden Cannon Harrison... Cannon Harrison, really?
Okay.
All right. Says he uncovered the poaching in a conversation on Bumble with a McIntosh County woman. She talked about using a spotlight to shoot the deer at night outside rifle season.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait, so it's not even hunting season, it's rifle season? What the fuck, man?
And wait a second. So you do like gun control legislation?
Yes, they do.
You motherfuckers.
Yes, they do.
Just only for shooting animals, though.
Only for shooting animals.
It comes to shooting other people, man, it's libertarian or die.
Literally die. Yes. Well, didn't we cover fucking Florida? Weren't they revoking people's guns?
No.
I'm pretty sure we covered that.
Yeah, we did, but it's better to deny that that's happening. Every time you do that, a libertarian gets electrolytes. Every time you cover...
It's what plants crave. So the woman used a spotlight to shoot the deer at night outside of rifle season, and the woman only harvested the head and backstrap meat.
Is that also illegal?
I think it's just shitty. Like, if you're gonna shoot a whole animal, like, eat the whole fucking thing, or as much of it as possible.
And backstrap?
I don't know, nigga.
What the fuck is that?
Let's find...
Like pumpkin spice bacon? What is backstrap
meat? Pumpkin spice bacon? What the fuck?
Well, and you know that there's somebody tuned in listening.
I know, I'm gonna get a series of angry tweets about this, but it is...
Backstrap meat is a very tender cut.
So backstrap is apparently, let me see the picture. Oh, so it's like just like a tiny piece along the top of the back before you get to the ribs. So basically she took like 5% of the deer and then took the head as a trophy and just left the rest of that meat out there to rot.
So you think she only got like, well, like a pound and a half?
You know, I don't know. Because I don't know how long that area is on a deer.
Huh.
Or how much meat it would be. I don't know. But it looks like, I'm looking at pictures of it. It looks like a fucking pork loin. It's like a pork loin.
Shit, you want to put the picture in the show notes thread?
Yeah, we can.
I don't know if you made one yet.
I did not.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it definitely looks like a pork loin. It's like very, small. Like, it's not big at all.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah. So, this is like that fucking just white people being wasteful with shit. We're like, oh, we went and hunted a whole animal and then just didn't even use it. Like, you could have, you know.
Right, and he's probably wasteful just in other ways. You gotta find another way to get your man.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yes, man.
And then the woman eventually sent Harrison pictures as proof. So, you sent him pictures of your crime. Mm-hmm. The woman has since pleaded guilty to charges of improper possession of an illegally taken animal and taking game out of season. She and an accomplice face over $2,000 in fines.
Wait, did they say what dating website they were using?
Bumble, I think they said. Bumble.
Bumble?
Yes.
Man, I was hoping to be Christian Mingle. What the hell is Bumble?
I don't know. It's a fucking dating website, nigga.
Remember there was one called White People Meet? And I'm just like, yo, white people, nigga, give me $5. I will introduce you to another white person.
I will introduce you to another white person.
Yeah, you don't have to pay that same exorbitant monthly goddamn, nigga. I look at my Facebook friends list. I know some white people. I'll link you in. I'm charismatic. I can go walk down the street and meet tons of white people. It's not a problem.
But you know you don't want to.
No, but work is work. Sex work is work. Introducing white people to each other is work. It's all work, man. Gotta pay the
bills.
Shouldn't
you maybe do, like, background checks and gun license checks first?
They're white. They know. They know what they're getting into. That's a little dark. That's... All right. All right. And the wine cellar gets a little gruff when you go into almost 7 p.m.
Yes.
That's because that's late for us now.
It is.
Like, oh, man. It's getting to 7.
Yep.
Like, I need to switch to my slippers.
Put the corduroy house shoes on.
Yeah, I'm a little tired here, buddy.
Put on your little fucking Mr. Rogers cardigan.
Tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're like, oh man, I gotta put on my silk head wrap. It's getting late. It's getting late, buddy.
It's called a bonnet, first of all.
I still don't know what those are, and I don't give a hell.
It's like a shower cap, but it's like satin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, but then if you get in the shower with it, it'll ruin it?
Yeah, no, you're supposed to sleep in it.
Oh, okay.
Or like, you know, when you're setting your hair, you know.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to get wet.
And sometimes you're setting your hair, and that's, you know, it's a process. All right, winecellarmedia.com, fuckos. I want to say, yeah, I mean, this episode, it will go up on Saturday, the whole episode. But for you folks that are of the 55 on Patreon, you got it early Monday night. And other folks, once this shit goes, you can get it early too. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. We'll still do more Wine Cellar without throughout the week. And news stories may or may not leak. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.